Sounds to uplift. Sounds to uplift and inspire on the World Show with Nikki B.
Fire 959. Now that's what I call ancient future music. A day or more tarde. Brother coming out of Nigeria, drawing on his Yoruba roots, but very experimental. Actually, he's a multi-talented artist. It's not just music he makes. He works in different media as well. I'm really thankful that he got hold of me. I remembered our meeting in Paris, and I'm really thankful that he got hold of me now with this new album, Irin Ajo, off which I played you Iro Isu, and I look forward to sharing more of it with you in the weeks to come. Definitely next week I'll be playing more. Heading that, a shining star coming out of Ethiopia, Ebne Hakim. His brand new single, which came out also this week, is called A Day. I'm Nikki B, and right now with me in the studio is a man, and I must say it's long overdue that you came on the World Show, Hendrik Monyeki. Thanks for coming, Hendrik.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me this evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Yes, well, it seems like, Hendrik, I mean, ultimately it was because of this 30-year anniversary of the Gauteng Academy of Music that you are here.
Yes.
But it's a double bonus.
It's a double bonus.
Because you've just released.
Yes.
Like now. Like,
right now.
Like now, today.
So excited. Yeah, it's called Tribute to South African Jazz Legends EP. I've been paying tribute to, homage to South African Jazz Legends since 2015.
Yes.
So it's been 9 years.
Yes.
And we're going to have a show in November as well at Joburg Theatre. We're going to talk about that.
Oh, fantastic. We'll definitely talk about that.
Yes.
But to begin with, because it's your first time on the World Show, I wanted to go back right the way back to where did this musical bug start?
Wow.
Where'd you come from, and how did you get involved in music?
I'm from a small place called New Esteres in Hammanskraal. That's north of Pretoria. I'm from a family of nine, and we used to live in a four-room house. You can imagine the sleeping arrangement. I used to sleep under the table in the kitchen, and it has been a culture at home that every night after we've eaten and everything, done all the chores, we'll sit around the fire and sing hymns.
Yes.
And I think that's the first training I got from home. And, you know, at church, of course, we all just started church somehow.
Yes.
You know, so I think that's where it all began. And my dad really was really angry at me when I pursued music as a career, because when I was doing grade 12, he then asked me, Munna, what's going to happen next year since, well, you're doing grade 12?
Yes.
What's going to happen? I told him I'm going to study music, and he said, not in this house. So I lived a longest time proving a point that this is really what I love. I love music. And, you know, to cut the long story short, I've built a 12-room house at home with music money.
There you go.
And now he's my first...
Your biggest fan.
My biggest fan. You know, so it's quite interesting how purpose can really, you know, push you to the right places. And I'm definitely sure that music is what I'm called for.
Yes.
Yeah, so it all began at home when I was still a young boy, and then I went to study music after matric at Okrim School of Music in Pretoria. And when I was doing my third year, I decided to go to Polokwane in Limpopo. And when we got in at the entrance, it was written Mapungubwe Jazz Festival auditions and workshops.
Yes.
And I told my friend, listen, that's the place I need to be. And it was happening the next day. And I got a Trippies band, and I got there at the SABC in Polokwane. And to cut the long story short, guess who was facilitating the workshops?
Who was that?
The late Dr. Johnny Mekwa and Kekwalam.
Oh, amazing, yes.
Yes, so I got first position. I got to open for them at the Mapungubwe Jazz Festival. And the rest is history. It's been nice 20 years in the business.
Yes,
yes.
And you've gone on to do a lot more studying as well.
Of course, of course.
And obviously now you're a teacher.
Yes.
So then, but let's go back to that. Mm-hmm. So after that audition, after opening for the festival, did you then move and did you then go to the academy?
Yes, I got to the academy. In fact, Dr. Mekwa called me and he first sent me a letter, and he called me, and I just thought, thought, yeah, this old man is really serious. He wanted me to come to his school. And he told me that, listen, I want you to work with my big band. I have a school. You can also study there. And yes, I got there. Then it was in 2006.
Yes.
When I went to the school, the Music Academy of Gauteng. And yeah, and I studied there. I graduated. I'm now, you know, the head of teaching.
Exactly.
I'm doing. I wear so many hats at the school. I'm doing the admin of the school. I also do some project management there as well. So yeah. So
and you've put on events,
of course,
For the school as well.
Yes. Hence the project management part.
Yes.
Because I've also studied project management, so I'm very passionate about, you know, the arts and the events.
Yes.
Yes.
Amazing. Mm. Beautiful, beautiful story. I mean, and as you talk about the big band as well,
yeah.
I mean, when I've met so many musicians over the years that have come through the academy.
Yes.
And I suppose most of them were part of the big band, at some point in their career.
It is such a rare culture that I think we really need to revive. We need a lot of, you know, big bands around. Because I you know, it was the first time actually singing with a big band. I'm from, you know, I'm the gospel field. And when Mkulu introduced me to big band music,
yes,
was really interesting, because you would sing, you know, hearing these big bells behind you.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Oh, man.
But I mean, wouldn't it in a way be like a natural progression from those gospel choirs?
Yes.
There's also a lot of arrangement. There's also a lot of elements.
Correct. And, you know, but with a big band, the sound is big.
Yes.
So I'm used to small units. I'm used, yes, to trios and whatnot.
Yes.
But with the big band, there's something unique about the big band. And I think that's the culture we really need to revive, you know, in our country. Big bands.
Big bands.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, to tell you just, you know,
yes,
an interesting story. You know, we used to, when we were with the Dr. Johnny Mekwa, he would play videos of Count Basie Orchestra, of Duke Ellington, and we used to dress like them.
Oh, yes.
And it's so interesting. I actually tell my students that, you know what, we would perform at night, but we'll go to the gig in the morning.
Yes.
All dressed up.
Yeah, and wait all day.
Oh, yes, wait all day. You know, and when you look at it, actually was actually teaching us time management and also being professional. And how would you feel as an event organizer seeing the band there already?
Yes.
I mean, we are known to be problematic, you know,
the
we
musicians,
are late.
Yes.
And I think that part, he was teaching us to be really, you know, proactive and be punctual and respect our job.
Yes, the entire package, actually.
Correct.
The entire package. But also as a performer, what did working with a big band give to you? What did you learn from that experience as an artist, as a performer?
You know, I think songwriting, it has influenced a lot of, if you can listen to my songs, I do a lot of saxophone lines,
yes,
there and there. You know, so it has really influenced my songwriting.
Yes.
And, you know, the love for jazz, you know, seeing that, you know, I mean, Count Basie have been to the school.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing.
Duke Ellington's band has been to the school.
Yes.
So Joshua Redman and,
yes,
and the list goes on.
As you
on
said, Kirk Wallum was
Kirk Wallum.
Was it there at the beginning?
You know, so they've been really influencing,
yes,
my songwriting and my musicality as a musician as,
yes,
well. To think even, you know, beyond where I was then, you know.
Yes.
I think I've grown from where I was after, you know, listening to this big band music, learning about big band music.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. I want to hear more about the school and your involvement there.
Yeah.
But let's hear a track for now. And this is off your literally brand new.
Correct.
Can I say first heard?
Yes, first heard on Kaya FM.
On the World Show.
On the World,
yay,
Show, baby. Yeah.
Now, this one I decided to play because I said it's Sunday, and it's called Ibabalazi.
Ibabalazi Hangover, baby.
Yeah, I don't think we need any explanation. Hendrik Monyeki with us on The World Show, and you are going to hear first on Kaya 959 this track, Ibabalazi, off Hendrik's brand new album, Like Today. It's called Tribute to South African Jazz Legends.
We back. Let's get back
to the rhythm and beats.
Kaya
959
on the street,
on the air.
The best in African music, on The World Show with Nikki B.
Are you dancing? We're dancing. I promise you we are dancing.
So much fun.
Ibaba Lasi, beautiful. Hendrik Monyeki.
Thank you so
much. Was that recorded live?
It was recorded live at Joburg Theatre.
Yes.
Yes.
Part of what event?
The tribute to South African jazz legends.
Oh, fantastic.
Like I was saying, so I was paying tribute to Mam Abigail Kubeka.
Yes.
Yes, the living legend.
Yes. Beautiful.
Awesome.
Yes, absolutely. So all the songs on the album are tributes to great songs.
Awesome. Yes. True.
Yes.
And I've actually included two more songs.
Yes.
From my compositions, actually.
Yes. Oh, great.
And the first one is called Stay. The other one is called Segu Pelele.
Okay, good. Yes. We're going to play Stay a little bit later.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm-hmm. But now, Hendrik, you went on and you've worked with just... You know, we spoke about some of the American artists that that you've connected with. Mm-hmm. But even locally, you've performed with so many artists. Name some of them and perhaps mention one or two that made a big impression on you.
The first person, of course, Dr. Johnny Mekwa, the big band.
Yes.
Which opened more doors. Then from the school... I was under another program called the learnership rather.
Yes.
From learnership to internship, Gauteng Jazz Orchestra. I was part of the Gauteng Jazz Orchestra, and through the Gauteng Jazz Orchestra, then I met the late Dr. Jonas Gwangwa. I've worked with Mam Dorothy Masuga, Mam Smongile Khumalo, Stompy Manana, Brabani Rachabani,
Prince Lengwasa. Yes.
You know, yeah, and the list goes on and on. And I've worked also Slalo Slota.
Yes.
And I've worked with a lot of people.
So, I mean, in a way, as you name those names,
yes,
it kind of makes sense why you wanted to do this album.
Of course.
That having worked so closely with so many of the legends. Yes.
True, that's correct. Because I've seen there's a lot of tributes that are happening around the country. But for me, it's really personal.
Yes.
I've lived with these people. They are my parents.
Yes, your family.
They are my family. Yes. You know, you would wake up. I remember one story, something really funny happened. When it was around April. April is Jazz Month. We were at American Embassy and we were performing the big band of the school and Jonas Gwangwa. And after my performance, he came to me and said, "Munna, you did very well tonight." Yes. And I said, "Thank you, Bra Jonas." And he said, "No, it is me, Bra." So the whole time I had to, you know, make tea and bring him something so that I can apologize. Because, you know, him and Mukulu, Dr. Johnny Mekwa, they called each other Bra.
Yes.
So, you know, growing up around them and they called each other Bra, I thought it was okay.
Yes.
And I was not intentionally saying Bra, but...
It's like Bra Hugh. We all call him Bra Hugh.
Yes. You know, so for him, it was really personal.
Even Bra Jonas, we do call him Bra Jonas.
Yes. You know, but with him, when that night, he was like, yo, it is Neo Bra. So from there, I was calling him Daddy. Yes. All of them, they are my daddies.
Oh, that's beautiful.
My mothers, you know.
Yes.
So they groomed me.
Yes.
You know, there's a particular way of singing their songs. They will tell you, there's a particular, they're very specific with their bass lines, with their chords. They will... You know, tell you what to play and what not to play.
Yes.
Yeah. So they've researched.
So now all this information that you gained through experience, because clearly you're a teacher, so you must be imparting this to your students. It's almost like the legacy continues.
Yes, yes.
Is that very important for you?
So important. In fact, I don't want to make copies of me, but I want them to become themselves, to find their voice and find their purpose, you know. So there's quite a lot of people that I've taught over I've been teaching for the past 18 years.
Yes.
So there's quite a lot of great musicians that I've seen studying from absolutely nowhere. And
coming as youngsters.
Great.
Yes. Yes.
Some of them not knowing how to play, you know, how to sing, but if you know, through the program, they've been really they are stars now.
Yes, mm-hmm.
They are having their own projects. So it's so important to really support.
Yes,
don't create copies of yourself.
Support.
Let people find their own voice and purpose.
That's your job as a teacher.
In fact, now there's a term we use. We say we facilitate. We are not teachers, but we are facilitators.
Yes.
It means I'm standing there and, you know, actually coaching, facilitating, you know, he does whatever he does and I'm just, you know, hey man, come to the line, and you know, that's not how it's done, this is how it's done.
Yes, or the skill is to draw out of them their the magic. Yes. What makes them shine.
Correct.
You know, because I think often with youngsters, I know from when I used to teach art as well, you know, and those kind of fears that a student might have, and then it's teaching them, no, your voice is what is going to make you unique.
That's
if
correct.
I put it that way. So at the moment, I just want to move on for a moment and come back. We'll be swinging back and forth. Yes. But at the moment, how many students are at the academy? I mean, on average,
we have about 50 to 60 students, both full-time and part-time students. And we're also running a program, a leadership program sponsored by Cat Sita, which I was also part of when I started in early 2000s.
Yes.
Now I'm running that project.
What does that project do?
It's regarding performing arts, including music. So we do a lot of we call them unit standards, which are subjects.
Yes.
You know, there's one called identifying job opportunities within the music industry. There's one called audience development. There's also communication. We're not only doing music in particular, but we're also doing English communication and quite a lot. We're also doing photography.
Amazing.
We're doing a lot. We're quite doing a lot of research.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I must say is it's not easy to keep, essentially, I'm going to call it a music school, because even as you say, photography or whatever, it's part of that industry, if you like. I imagine the photography is related to photographing musicians, live performances, and so forth. But yes, we have one photographer with us.
Hey, Gamza.
Introduce.
Gamza. I'm with Gamza, my photographer.
Yes. From the academy.
No, he's my personal photographer.
Yes.
And I'm with Mdu, he's my driver. And he's also an artist.
Oh, amazing.
Hip-hop artist.
Yeah. Yes. Amazing. Yeah, but I was going to say, it's not easy to keep a school like this, an institution like this, correct, going. And I mean, 30 years celebrated.
It's been...
Like now, this week.
Yes, last week, actually.
Yes, yes.
It's been interesting journey.
Yes.
I think 30 to us means maturity. We kind of sitting down now and looking at where we come from, the mistakes we've made. We're not saying we're perfect. It's been really, really tough, especially when coming to finance.
To sustain,
you know, throughout the years we've been losing teachers.
Yes.
You know, great teachers due to lack of funding. But we do really want to thank partners of the academy from 1994 to date and beyond, you know. And it's been really, really tough. But we there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yes.
It's been 30 years, and part of what we want to see is to have, you know, satellite sisters around the country, because we've got students from KZN, we've got students from Northwest. We also get calls from people from Limpopo who wants to be part of the school, but because of distance and whatnot and affordability, they can't come through. But we see ourselves in the next 30 years having to, you know, plant the sister schools around the country.
Yes, or at least have the resources to maybe go there for a week or two, do the workshops, and link the other centres.
That's correct, yes. That's correct.
And for those who might not know, Music Academy of Gauteng is based in Benoni.
In Benoni, yes.
In Benoni,
we started in Daveyton.
Yes.
And later, we started in Daveyton in 1994 by the late Dr. Joni Mekwa, and then we moved to Cloverdene. We still around Daveyton in 2004. We started building in 2004, and then we opened the school in 2005.
Amazing.
And I arrived in 2006.
Wow. You really have been there from the beginning.
Yeah, I've been there from the beginning, yes.
Let's hear another track of your brand new. And I've got to say, it was actually released today. So we're blessed to have Hendrik Monyeki with us. The album is called Tribute to South African Jazz Legends. And this track I have to play, it's Malaika, but you put Spain.
Yes, I've been.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah, I wanted to make it more interesting. I'm paying tribute to Mam Miriam Makeba and a touch of Chicoria.
Ah, yes. So that is Malaika. But let me tell you, you know, we normally think of Malaika as a bit of a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this one, up-tempo. I hope you've kicked your shoes off. Because let me tell you, you're going to dance to this one as well. Malaika Spain, off the album Tribute to South African Jazz Legends, from tonight's guest, Hendrik Monyeki, on The World Show.
The best in African music, on The World Show with Nikki B.
Malaika, nakupenda malaika. Nimekuoa hatu wewe, nimekuoa hatu. Tashino na mani sina wewe.
I'm hurrying you. You are fired. Rapaya. Okay, Taylor, let's go.
Gentlemen in the house.
You see why I never cut a song on the World Show.
No.
I would have missed Spain. Yes. The World Show never cut a song.
Wow.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
What
Thank
a beautiful
you
medley.
Thank
what
you so much.
Took it to another level. Surprised us all.
Yeah. Yeah.
So now when you performed like this particular concert, mm-hmm. were there some of the students or past students that were part of your lineup?
In fact, I've used them in my. There were some of the horn players
yes.
who were part of the band.
Yes,
yes.
Amazing. So some yeah. of the students are always integrated.
Yes, but also
yes.
another thing is that part of what I tell them is that I don't want you to learn to be behind me.
Yes,
I want to teach you how to do the business.
Yes.
So not that all the time you're going to be working with me, but I must teach you how to do this business so that you can push your own agenda.
So in a way, it's part of a performance. It's a professional performance,
yes.
but it's also a learning.
That's correct.
Yes. yes that's yes. beautiful.
Thank you so much.
So tell us about, I mean, after that song, who doesn't want to come to your show? You said it's in November.
In November on the 19th at yes. Joburg Theatre, Lesedi Theatre. Yes. So it's happening.
Look out for this tribute to
South African jazz
South
legends.
African jazz legends,
yes.
Led by, I'm going to say, I know you're all working collectively, mm-hmm. but I'm going to say, led by Hendrik Monyak.
Thank you so much.
Don't miss out. I'm going to remind you closer to the time.
Thank
I'm going
you so much.
To remind everyone. So you must share the flyer.
Most definitely.
But make sure you're at this amazing show. Are you going to be recording this as well?
Yes.
And releasing?
Yes.
Probably
yes.
be as your next release.
That's correct.
Yes. No, that's absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Yes. So I want to play, let's check the time, because I want to speak much more also about the 30 years.
Oh, yes.
Maybe we can start on that now.
Mm-hmm.
So 30 years, what, I mean, how powerful, and you're telling me 50 to 80 students?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking about this again because people don't realize the magnitude of running, in essence, a music school.
That's correct. And how many schools have been closed down?
How many are threatening closure that are still,
But we're still standing by the grace of God. And we want to thank people who are being supportive towards the school, really.
What do you think are the keys to its longevity?
Money. We just need the money. And it will be great to have all these government institutions to come to the school. Because, you know, really, sometimes maybe they're thinking this thing is on paper. We just, you know, they don't really see the seriousness of this. But if they come to the school and see how big the school is.
Yes.
We have a boarding house.
So people actually board there?
They board there. I mean, we can, you know, accommodate like 48 students.
Wow.
48. And we have students actually coming from KZN as we speak.
Yes.
We've got students coming from Northwest, you know. I mean, previously we had students coming from DRC.
Amazing.
Mozambique.
I'm going to use this moment.
Yeah.
To use my voice to make a call. This is about the awareness of what you're talking
That's
about.
Correct.
I know there are people who listen to The World Show, who listen to Kaya, that might have the potential to be contributors in whatever way.
In whatever way.
That's because true. I'm sure there's also other aspects where you need instruments. You need the facilities.
You got it right.
You need... So please, I'm going to make... From me, Nikki B, a call out to anyone who is in a position to please consider this and to please make sure you contact the school, contact Hendrik directly.
Yes.
And let's make this grow.
That's correct. And come to the school, come see
come
the school.
To the school.
Maybe if we talk here, you're just thinking this is just a story.
Yes.
Just come to the
school.
No,
but this is 30 years.
30 years.
This is the
And you can, I mean, we're talking about myself, we're talking about Malcolm Gian, we're talking about Ntunzi Mvubu, we're talking about Linda Shabala, we're talking about a lot of people who are coming from the school. Brian Maluleka, the bass player. Yes.
There's a lot.
There's a lot of people out there who came from the school.
And many of them didn't have resources.
That's correct.
Didn't come from a privileged environment. Mm. But because of that opportunity,
yes.
We're able to make it as some of the finest musicians
That's
we have.
That's correct.
Yes. Ooh. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to hear another track of your album, Tribute to South African Jazz. Mm. And then I want us to take a little bit of time to tribute the late, great Dr. Johnny Mekwa.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So this one is Stay, and this is an original composition.
That's a composition.
Tell me about the song. Where did the inspiration come?
Well, I write about literally everything. It's not really about me in particular, but this song is about a couple that goes out on a dinner, on a date, and then when they come back from the date and they decide to go to the guy's house and they have a glass of wine, and then you know what it is.
Yes.
And you know, after the glass of wine, and then things led to, you know,
one thing leads to
another. Yes. And when it's about that time, and the lady decides to leave and the guy begs her to stay. So stay.
Stay. Whatever else you do, make sure that you stay with the World Show.
Yes, please.
Yeah. And here is a track, as Hendrik says, he writes about everything. This track, Stay, is also on his brand new today's release, okay, tribute to South African jazz.
Stand by for more hit music.
On the way.
On 959. On the streets.
On the air.
Brand new sound.
First heard on the World Show with Nikki B.
Stay with me. Stay with me tonight. I'm gonna make your favorite dish. Baby, let me be your fantasy. Tonight. Tonight. Of love and romance, and I'm gonna hold you, baby, and let me make love to you. Stay with me, stay with me tonight. I'm gonna make your favorite wish, baby, let me be your fantasy. Tonight, of love and romance, and I'm gonna hold you, baby, and let me make love to you. Won't you stay?
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 So
Stay, Hendrik Monyeki, yes. One of the two, you said, yes, original compositions, yes, on an album that is called Tribute to South African Jazz. So may somebody else tribute, mm-hmm, those two songs later on in, in your evolution.
I'll be grateful. Yes,
when they call it Tribute to South African Jazz Volume 2.
Thank you so much.
Beautiful. But yeah. Hendrik, I felt like, especially because of celebrating 30 years, mm-hmm, of the Music Academy, mm-hmm, that we should pay tribute to the late Dr. Johnny Mekwa. I mean, yes, and I'm sure you know a lot about him and his life.
I know a lot about that man.
Yes.
he's my father. I don't say he was.
Yes.
He is.
Yes.
You know, if somebody has made a great contribution in your life, that man has changed my life.
Yes.
It was through him that I'm where I am today.
That you saw possibilities.
I saw possibilities. If I haven't met him in Polokwane, I don't know.
Yes.
I can't even think about it. I don't want to think about it.
It's one of those things where you said divine intervention.
Divine intervention. That's so true. So he's my father. He's my mentor. And really, he took me in like his own child.
Yes.
And I know he did to a lot of, you know, others as well.
Yes.
But I'm going to talk about myself.
Please.
He was like, he's my father.
Yes.
He's my father. That's why I go beyond possibilities,
yes,
you know, to make things happen, you know, whether we have this money at the school or not. I mean, a lot of people told me, Munna, why are you still there? I mean, there's no money there. Why are you still staying there? Why are you still with the school? I mean, the school has changed my life. I can't talk about myself and not talk about Dr. Joanie Meyer and not talk about the school,
yes,
because that's just the link. It's like a triangle. I can't break it. So, but Mkulu has really played that important part in my life, and with Mama, of course, and Lebo Malebo, the family, you know. And really today we want to thank them for sharing with us Mkulu, you know. I mean, Mkulu loved, one of the things that he loved good food.
Yes.
He loved good food. People, you know, those who know me, they know that I love food.
Yes.
He taught me how to cook.
Yes.
He taught me how to, you know, we went to great, you know, restaurants, and he dressed well too.
Yes, always
he
well.
He was, oh man.
Always
he,
well.
That man knew how to, he had a special tailor.
Yes.
Who'd come to the school and just take measurements.
Yes.
And that kind of, you know, influenced me somehow.
Yes. Well, you know, as you've been talking the whole time we've been chatting,
yeah,
I keep thinking of this concept of being an apprentice to a master.
Mm.
And I know, like in the Indian tradition, mm, when you apprentice to a master musician,
mm,
you live with them.
You
live with them.
Yeah.
You polish their shoes. As you said, you take them tea. You know, and that is part of the apprenticeship.
That's so true. It actually happened like that. I mean, you would go home at like 6 o'clock in the evening, sometimes 8 o'clock. Would cook at the school. He'd arrive in the morning. We'd have breakfast in the school. We have lunch at the school. We'll have dinner at the school.
Yes.
I was doing the cooking.
Yes.
And we'll be sitting there. Munna, pour some more vegetable soup or something, you know.
Because it's about understanding, you know, the person who's your teacher, your master, your guide, whatever. It's about understanding. And I think that's very much being an artist.
Mm.
We don't separate our art from our life.
That's so true. Mm.
So it's always integrated.
Integrated. So,
yes.
That's so true.
Oof. And that's part of the learning.
Mm.
But I read somewhere that one of the reasons, or I think one of his motivations for starting the academy was that he was rejected because in those days, black students, tell me a little bit about that.
Yes, he was rejected.
He applied to go to school, to music school.
Yes, and he was told they weren't take or admit Kafirs.
Yeah.
So he just went back home and he told himself, listen, I'm going to start a school for a black child.
Yes.
And look at it now, it's been 30 years.
Yes.
And I think wherever he is, he's smiling, seeing, you know, the legacy keeps going and going and being alive. And we're still there as you know, the alumni of the school. And we are, and if I can tell you, I think that's one of the methods he used, because every teacher who's a teacher has been a student before.
Oh, amazing.
So you kept, I think it's, that's
it truly
how
is
kept,
a legacy.
Yeah, I think that's how he kept the school going.
Because
irregardless of the school having money or not, we were there. We have been there.
Yes.
You know, we still
You
there.
Have an interest, a vested interest.
Yes, like we, because we saw, we were also under his care, and we want to continue the legacy and teaching and giving the people, you know, the students the same experience we had. A father that took care of his own children. He treated everybody the same.
Yes.
He cared for us. He bought food for us. He bought clothes for us. And like I was saying, we used to wear like Count Basie Orchestra.
Yes, orchestra uniforms.
Yeah. You would would go to
your
the shop. Everybody,
did you have a bow tie?
Of course we had bow ties. We had black bow ties. We had maroon. We had black tuxedos. We had cream white tuxedos. We had ties. We had shirts.
Yes.
You would buy, we wouldn't buy
and shiny shoes.
And,
I was going to say. Oh my God. You can't wear that outfit without shiny shoes.
So who is this guy who does that? He's our father. He's our father.
But also, one of the things, and before we go, I've got to play two tracks from the Jazz Ministers. Mm-hmm. He was the Jazz Ministers.
Ravik Dazlwani. You know, I actually had an honor to play the lead sing of the tribute to the Woody Woody Packers.
Oh, yes.
The Woody Woody Packers, Ravik Dazlwani was the lead singer there. And I was... Yes, I think it was 2008 at the Galaka Estate in Socarex.
Yes.
So we, so he is the Jazz Ministers.
Yes, he is the Jazz Ministers. Yeah. And the work of the Jazz Ministers is truly one of the most important of, I'd say, I don't know, you know, the, one of the most important groups of South African music. And the impact they had both locally
and
internationally.
That's correct.
So let's play one of these tracks because I've got to try and squeeze into.
Okay.
This one is Seku Manka. How do you say?
Segu Manka.
Segu Manka.
Yes.
Coming up now from the Jazz Ministers, of course, tributing the late, great Dr. Johnny Mekwa. Mm. This one is of an EP called Zandile on The World Show.
Timeless South African treasures on The World Show with Nikki B. On the street, on the air, on the go. Download the Kaya app.
Oh, vela la no tena. Ti vela po am. Como sa pai va, tu tolo pai gai. Em va ko tole pia pa, si su su si. Ki ko ye ki o do ti ta, ki do jeng ko ai do su tel. Genial. Oh, mama, mama.
Yeah.
Ah, thank you so much.
Sekumaka.
Sekumanga. Yes.
From the Jazz Ministers, truly an iconic South African band.
Oh, yes.
That I think it was 1967 that it was formed.
Yes,
wow, going way, way back.
Way, way, way back.
But I mean, how cool is that track?
It still sounds fresh.
It still sounds fresh.
Yes.
Thank you so much for joining us, Hendrik.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes.
And thank you so much to your listeners. They've been giving me so much support and likes. I've been seeing
that. Oh, good, good. Lots of love. Yes.
Thank you so much.
And don't forget to go to the show that Hendrik's putting on, Hendrik Monyeki. Follow him on all socials.
Yes, that's correct. Yes, I'm on Facebook as Hendrik Monyeki, Instagram at H Monyeki, Twitter at Monyeki Hendrik, and also YouTube channel Hendrik Monyeki. Yes, so those who want to contact me regarding the school's issue, I'm on 072-162-4868.
Repeat it.
072-162-4868, and my email is music4@live.com. Music for Meg at live.com.
And Meg being the Music Academy of Gauteng. But of course, if you're busy and you couldn't write the numbers, you can always contact Hendrik on social media. Please, guys, let's support the school, both as students, funders, educators, and of course, let's support this beautiful, beautiful artist, Hendrik Monyeki. Make sure you get to the gig.
Yes, please. On the 19th of November at Joburg Theatre. Special thanks to Sampra for making this possible.
Thank you so much. We're going to end with a track that was released in 1975 called Zandile, also from the Jazz Ministers, as we tribute and really, you know, connect with him in spirit.
That's
the
so
late
true.
Great Dr. Johnny Mayekwa. Thank you for being with me, Nikki B, on The World Show. Of course, whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining and, of course, keep it kaya. Here is Zandile.
Timeless South African treasures on The World Show with Nikki B.
at your enemy while they're making a mistake, Gwen. I'm on.
Pimelo.
On to the politics of the day. Everybody's having a conversation.
Andy.
On the other side of things that could have been but got away.
Kumba.
No one takes my content and my query serious.
And you.
Let them up.
Together, we are Kaya 959. On the streets.
On the air.
Where's it?